No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you. Steve Sipple is on his way to Omaha for a flight. Jake Swords and Bill Bush with you. Now, just to be very clear, Sip was
There's been a change as of
3:30 this morning. Sip was planning on joining us, Bill, in studio for the first hour. His original plan was to depart from Lincoln at 9, but as all of you know out there, the...
Or was it a ruse?
I don't think it was a ruse. I think he was legitimate now.
Yeah, I think maybe he... I don't know. I have the feeling he's told us he'd be in for the first hour just to, and then all of a sudden, I think this was planned
out. Just to back off maybe a little bit.
I think that's part of it. That's my take on it.
But he's pretty smart.
We hope he arrives safe. We'd say you could easily drive it. It's a 24-hour drive. If they left now, they'll make it to the game easily.
Oh, might be tired, but
not a problem.
You get there at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Yeah. At 4 o'clock their time. You get time to sleep over there. Yeah. So just power through and drive.
I'm telling you right now, that would be a fun trip. I would like it if you, me, and Sip took off and drove to L.A. and left this morning.
We could take the Amtrak, too, right? I mean, the Amtrak is great for me.
No, there's no chance. No, driving's your only chance of making it. Yes,
I got to Denver in about 7 hours in the Amtrak. That's about what it takes to drive. So I don't know what.
Yeah, maybe you're right on that. Yeah, it's not bad.
Somebody can help us out. Could the Amtrak get to L.A. on time? I'm sure the Amtrak's having a hell of success right now. If the airlines are down, they're probably very busy at this point. They should be.
Yeah. Also,
I'd recommend it.
Steve loves breakers, and he also loves public showing of affection. So
yes.
Hug Steve Sipple. If you see him in the airport this morning. If you see him over in the Omaha airport, give him a hug. Stranger or not, does stranger danger, he's fine with it.
Loves
give him him a big hug. If you see him in the Denver airport, give him a big hug there also.
Or in L.A.
If he gets to L.A., you see him,
just walk up, give him a hug. He'll understand.
He'll be good. He'll know what came from the breakers.
So we'll see. We will track Sip and make sure that this Omaha flight leaves on time. He sent us a text that the 31 flights to Denver have already been canceled or delayed heavily because of issues with the airlines. So... we hope he just gets to L.A. We're not joking. If the flights get canceled, get a car and drive. Because if you don't leave too late, you can get there.
The question is, if they get to Denver,
yeah,
then all of a sudden flights are being canceled like crazy. Do they get the rental car? Do they take off from that time on? Do you think that Sean and
Denver to L.A.
make that drive? I wonder.
We would never ever hear the end of that.
It'd be fun. There'd be things that would happen along that trip if we went. It's like our drive down to the Big Ten Championship game. That'll be fun.
Yes, it will be fun.
Things will happen.
In the ticket van.
Things will happen in the ticket van, which would be a lot of fun.
Yes. You know, I got a couple honks when I was driving to Indianapolis from Nebraska.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh,
that, so fans along the way.
That makes your day.
It did make my day. I honked back, you know.
I have some idle chit-chat
from
a day ago, which I feel bad. After I had that incredible meeting with Security Bank in Omaha, I met Liv and Layton, that's Housemender Layton, and Oliver, my middle daughter, and we went to the Mattress Factory again.
Okay.
It was right there. So yes. We went there. Place was packed because the Blue Jays were playing.
Creighton Place. Yep.
The place was packed, and they had. I'm so sorry that I drew a blank on your name. Text in, please, if you're listening, because I know you're a listener. But there's a group of guys there that were all there because their buddy was a, and they were breakers, and they were there. Their buddy was an assistant coach for South Dakota.
And so probably Brandon Ubell, right?
What's that?
Is it Brandon Ubell?
I don't know that for sure. I'm not sure of that. It was great. He goes, they're like, hey, coach, love the show. So I got up and talked to him. Oh, that's awesome. You're breakers and stuff. Now, I will say this. South Dakota's red. They were all wearing Husker gear because I don't think they had any South Dakota gear.
Hey, it all works.
Colors. But they were in red. And I thought that was so cool. They went down to support their friend. That's on staff at South Dakota. So I was very pumped about that.
And if it is by chance the guy I'm talking about, Brandon Ubell, he was a Husker basketball player in my time frame, like from 09 to 13, like same age as me. So he's an assistant at UST. So if that's what they're supporting, it's fine to wear a Husker gear because he played at Nebraska.
And that might have been it was like that. But again, breakers, thank you. I'm just sitting there by myself waiting for Liv and Layton, and one of the guys yells at me. And I thought that was so awesome. They gave me the full – I got to put over and talk to the table. They gave me the full scoop on everything that was going on. So I thought it was just outstanding that those guys were doing that. Please text in. I'm drawing a blank on your name.
If you're out there, who are you?
Giant dude. Yeah, he's a big dude. Yeah, big dude. Yeah. All of a sudden I go, hey, if we're in the Mattress Factory here and a fight breaks out, I'm glad I know this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's the big dude. He can handle a lot of people while I got out of there alive.
We're glad that you did, Bill.
Yeah, but there was no, I didn't, I will say this, it didn't appear there was going to be any bar fights at the Mattress Factory. Didn't appear that.
We like to avoid those.
Yes, we like to avoid.
At least nowadays.
That was going to happen.
I forgot to mention, I never, ever, ever, ever go to Costco. My wife does not allow me to go because I get cranky there.
Really? I love it. I love Costco. I love Sam. I love them all.
I get cranky at just, there's so much, and I want to get it all, and she says, no, we can't get that. And then I get cranky because the lines, they move fast.
They
can be back a country mile to the back of that store. Anyways, I was walking through one of the aisles, and I just hear the loudest, asshole, I've ever heard entire life. I said, what the hell? Some guy, like, he's like, just big fan, and he walked away.
That's it.
Didn't get his name.
Gave just, a asshole, gave a wave, and kept walking.
Love the show. See ya. I tried to chase him down, but he kept going.
Like to have seen you chasing a grown man through
Costco.
Leave
me alone. I just want to yell at you real quick. No.
Yeah, we love that when we get those. That makes our
got
day.
Got a major hash hole on Saturday at Costco. Mm. Forgot about that till right now.
Thank you. Can I add one more
thing, Bill?
Idle chit-chat.
Yes.
A huge day in the house right now. If we could, it's Laura's birthday.
No, it's not.
Laura's birthday today. Like that. Yes. And so I had her, I had some cakes for her. I had a card for her and some gifts for her this morning. But she'd love to hear from you, Laura, at 402-525-0843. That's 402-525-0843. And that's Laura Bush. It's her birthday today. Yes, and won't give out her exact age. But
no, don't do that.
But she can get some benefits now. She can get,
is that right?
She can get some benefits.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, but she's not 65.
No.
So people know that.
Yes, we said some benefits,
not the big benefits, no. But anyway, so it's her birthday today, so she'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to Laura.
Yes, and she loves her. She listens to the show, obviously, every day. And right now, she's probably listening, but she's doing a little Orange Theory at some point in time.
Fitness.
Too, doing fitness like that, so she'd love to hear from you.
Any big plans at all for the weekend?
What's that?
To celebrate?
No, not a lot. We're actually separated tonight. We have two different events we have to be at, so we're separated there. So there really isn't much planned.
Okay.
For anything that way.
All right.
We went out last night for dinner.
That works.
Birthday dinner last night and Oliver was here. The middle daughter was here in town, so it was the three of us.
Nice. Yep. Love that. I was thinking about you last night, Bill, because I was tuning in and out of what I thought was a boring game, but I think about you as a defensive guy, special teams guy. 10-7, Thursday night football, Broncos beat the Raiders in Denver. Yeah. And it was a defensive showdown.
I watched a lot of it. I think there's like 15 3-and-outs. Yeah. It was insane. It was insane. I mean, and it looked, but it was fun defensively. And they were, who is the left defensive end? Benito? Benito,
yeah,
yes.
From Oklahoma for Denver. He's
Nebraska
played against him in 2021.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a dude.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
He's a stud.
I didn't even know who the guy was. I had no idea. I'm just watching. I'm like, okay, who's that?
His stats for the year. He's had some incredible. He's got incredible numbers. Nick Benito. Yeah. He's a dude.
Yeah, I was fired up on him. Also, the thing that was the best is I just can't believe how annoyed I am at the old Broncos jerseys. I didn't think a whole lot of it at the time until you see, I mean, the new Broncos jerseys, when they went into the new ones.
Yeah.
The old ones are so incredible. I mean, that's, Jake, you grew up with the new jerseys.
I did.
We grew up with the old jerseys. We grew up with Elway and the old jerseys. And those things are 50 times better. It's just like Tampa Bay in the creamsicles, 50 times better. Please, NFL, stop with this madness. Oh, those uniforms look so sweet last night for the Broncos. I'm not really a Broncos fan, but no. I just enjoyed it, and I was like, wow.
There's sometimes, Bill, I think there's some sort of agenda by the NFL because everybody and their dog wants the old uniforms. And then you see, like, the Packers roll out these disgustingly ugly ones. The Steelers have these ugly throwbacks. They go, oh, you want throwbacks? Huh? No, those ones are garbage. But if you go back to the 70s.
The 70s.
Or maybe in the early 80s,
then
think
you
about,
have something.
Like the Dolphins throwbacks. Awesome. Yeah. Oilers, or the Titans go back to, I know you hate that because it's changed franchise, but when they go to the Oilers, it still looks awesome on the field. And Broncos and the Patriots' old uniforms are great too. Like, it was all better.
It was way better.
Better times.
When I saw that on TV, I go, look at this. Then I think back of what Peyton Manning had to wear, like for the Broncos. And I'm like, what is that? What is that?
Not the same. Yeah. It's not right.
Farley's here.
And you know, I hate the Dolphins' current jerseys. They've changed the logo. They've probably why the franchise sucks is because they've done everything wrong with the branding, too.
How about the old Broncos logo on the helmet? That looks sweet.
Good.
That looks sweet. 10-7. They had numerous chances. And think about this. The Broncos, blocked a punt.
Yes, they did.
And now he gives a field goal. Look at the ball, like at the 15-yard line.
Yep.
Got a field goal out of it. That's what won the game, the block punt.
And it wasn't bad weather, right? It was fine.
No,
it
looked great.
It didn't rain. It wasn't super cold.
No, it looked great. Matter of fact, I'm looking. Some people weren't even wearing. They weren't like hoodies. I mean, they were not. It was not a bad day at all.
Yeah. Sometimes these. Again, we talked about. You mentioned it at length that when you have a short week, it's just hard to put on the best product. Mm-hmm. And there have been some good Thursday night games, but there's also in these several years have been just some awful ones where it's just nothing looks good at all, or one team gets blown out. And last night it was not that, but it was just.
The game was intriguing to watch.
For offensive
the whole time.
Fans, it was hard to watch. For defensive people, probably fun. Yeah. It's all the 3-and-outs.
I enjoy those games.
But
yep.
10-7. I didn't get the college game. Did you watch any of those at all, Bill?
I watched a little bit of South Florida, and they got away from it. They ran UTSA off
the scores there.
Off the field. And then the other game I didn't watch at all.
Well, I can help you out there, Bill. Last night we had, as you mentioned, USF South Florida beats UTSA 55-23. And Georgia Southern beats App State in a close one on the road, 25-23.
Big win. What's their record now?
Georgia Southern is 4-5, as is Appalachian State.
State. Now that's very odd for them to be in that spot.
It's a team that's been in and out of the rankings for years. Yes. I mean, as App State. Yeah.
App State.
Not right. 4-5. That's not App State football that we know. It's not. It's not at all. Idle chit chat. I think it's all I got for idle chit chat. Nothing really big. I did mow yesterday. Have you put the mower away or not?
Mower's away. I mowed a couple days ago, and now we got 20-degree weather coming in here in a couple days. I think that's going to be a wrap on the yard.
I did it for, you know, I said on Monday that the leaves aren't falling. Yeah, there's a lot of leaves in the yard. That's a bad take there. Yeah. This tree, though, look at this right here. This tree is a lot of leaves.
I'm not sure what this tree is right here, Jake. I think this is one of those trees that doesn't lose its leaves.
We're going to have
that year round. Yeah, there's certain times, there's certain trees. We had one in our yard in our other house where it just like never lost its leaves.
Okay, well, this is the one that's been duping me then here. Because that one obviously is
the other
is
one
gone.
Across the street, there's not
or,
one leaf on
well, how
it.
How about the one right to the left of me? Yes, this one is completely bare. So that was a bad take by me on that one. But a lot of leaves picked up. Felt good. I didn't mow last mow. This is my first mow in 2 weeks. So this might be the last mow.
Yeah, that'll wrap it up. Unless you go over just to pick up leaves.
Yes. Kind of sad. Bag. I know the. it means winter's here, and you like that more than I do. But
winter's here. It's coming in strong here in about 36
hours. 38 degrees on Sunday for the half marathon. Have fun with that, runners.
And I think at the start they're saying it's going to be 20 degrees with 20-mile-an-hour winds. So your wind chills are going to be somewhere around zero.
Like
to start the
you
race.
Feel bad for the runners, but you feel bad for actually the workers, the ones who are going to be volunteering, giving out waters and stuff. Like, that's the ones I'm worried about. Like, they can be dressed up, but still, you're taking the wind. You're not moving. You're stuck. You're just walking.
It's
going to
be a tough
there.
One.
That's awful.
Halfsy.
So that's Sunday. And we'll hear more of that from Derek Bombeck here in a couple segments. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show.
Joey!
Custom application, including more today.
And hydrous ammonia.
738ag.com. That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. He's got large trucks of it that he can get on down on your fields immediately. It has to happen. Ryan Beckman walked us through that. And it's something we need to be getting done right now, and Joey's doing it as we speak. He's out in the fields. Thank you, Joey.
How is he affected by the cold weather, Bill, when he gets there?
That doesn't even,
nope.
Nothing. Doesn't faze him.
Just laps it off.
Just
Nebraska. I know this.
Book. That's what he does. Harvest. There's still I still see some corn in the fields. I'm a little concerned about that.
I
saw some on the way to Omaha yesterday.
On November 7th?
Yeah, still some corn in the fields. What are we doing out there?
Walk me through that, farmers.
Farmers. Yeah, let's see what's going on.
Confused.
Yeah, let's get going here a little bit.
Did we just sleep through this fall?
Yeah,
what did
we do? Yeah, we had a little rain, but that was like a month ago. Yeah, let's pick it up a little bit.
Well, Bill, what else do we do on Fridays after?
Sometimes we reach out to people
through the
roll call.
That's right. Please,
the call.
Please text us right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do you want from the Breakers today, Bill?
Look at it this way. I look at somebody and say have to. I look at it as get to. The word neither, don't text in.
Okay.
You have to attend with incredible hospitality with this. Which game are you choosing to go to? Oregon at Iowa, BYU at Texas.
Oh.
Oregon.
Well, who would
at
say neither,
Iowa.
By the way?
Yeah, well, there's usually some. I'm not doing that. Well, you don't have a choice. Dumb. It's either you're going to go to Oregon at Iowa, BYU, Texas Tech, 50-yard line tickets, flights, hotel. Everything is lined up for you. Which one are you choosing? Those games are sweet. Which one are you going with, Jay?
Oh, that's tough. First of all, I would never say neither. Those are epic games. I'm going to get called out for this. I want to see Oregon, Iowa. Because people are going to call me a fan. I think Iowa's going to win that football game.
They got a shot.
I want to see Oregon, though, prove that, hey, we can win in the it's going to be 42 degrees, so not that cold, but prove that you can win in the cold in Iowa, in a tough place to play. So I would like 50-yard line seats to that game. As much as it pains me to say that.
This is the biggest game ever in Texas Tech. I wouldn't say ever. The one that they go back to, I think it was 2009 when Crabtree beat Texas. Texas was number one. They were 7. So it was 7-1. So I don't think that'll ever be replaced. But this game, they're talking about just insanity, what it's going to be like. And that's where game day is at.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, so it's a great choice by them. So that's going to be very cool to see. So let us know which one you would select.
402-464-5685. We'll go to YouTube first because people always think I forget YouTube. I'm not forgetting YouTube.
And they don't.
Today,
the
tube. Let's see. We've got Troy is 58 years old in Rock County. He's taking BYU at Texas Tech for his game of choice.
Like it.
Paul's with us. He would be going to Iowa because it's a closer trip for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to travel that far.
We'll fly you, though, just in case you want to know. We'll get you there.
Flights
we'll take
tough
a helicopter
right now.
If we need to.
Fake Cheese. That's a new one.
Fake Cheese. This is new.
36 years old in Greeley, Colorado. I'm staying in the Midwest. I'm going to the Iowa game.
Okay, all right.
Cheese. It's regional here.
Yeah, it's very regional.
Nell's in Montana. Says, I'm heading to Elk Camp right now, 48 years old, but I would go to the BYU-Texas Tech game.
Heading to Elk Camp. Let us know. We'd like to guess. I wouldn't mind getting some fresh elk.
Yeah, send it over our way, Nell's.
Nell's.
Bada Bing says, I'm going to Iowa wearing corn on my head.
Okay, do it.
Okay, Joey. Not our Joey.
Not
different
our Joey.
Says 46 years old in Wiley, Texas. Of course, I'm going to BYU, Texas Tech. I live in the state.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? It's going to be incredible, the atmosphere. I do hate the fact. I think I understand the problem and how the game gets halted with the tortillas. But now that there's no tortilla throws anymore.
Why?
That was fun. All of a sudden, they're throwing tortillas. And it's incredible. And now there's no more.
They're not throwing frozen oranges or beer bottles
it's
or batteries. They're throwing tortillas.
That's
innocent. Come on. Where do you think Genghis in Hondo, Texas is going,
I
Bill?
Think he's going to BYU.
He's going to BYU, Texas Tech.
Yes.
Charlie from Valley, age 60, I'm going to Oregon, Iowa if I can. Plainsman and Grant, age 45, Iowa, Oregon. Mm. Bolt. On the base right now, age 58, Oregon, Iowa, he's going to. Brad says, this is actually Chubby Rhino. Okay.
Oh, the Rhino.
He says, good morning, I'm going to Iowa.
Okay.
Let's see. Text line, Huckleberry and Lincoln. Go
the Cougs. Berry.
Go Cougs. Going to BYU, okay. Texas.
It's going to be an incredible game because Cougs fans will show up also.
I just got about 170 texts. And I got to go. Okay, I'm throwing the bottoms. Jake and Hickman, age 38, Oregon, Iowa. Kent Lincoln says, calling from Hamburg, Germany right now. Or you're texting it from Hamburg, Germany. He'd be going to Oregon, Iowa.
Nice. Hamburg.
Listening from Germany.
Is there a chance Ken of bringing maybe some sort of that, I think they have some really good chocolates in Germany. You bring us some chocolates.
Switzerland.
Back. What's that? Switzerland has it too, but I think Germany does too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, German chocolate. It's the best cake ever made.
That's right. German chocolate cake.
Duh. Yeah. Come on.
Duh. Right in the, idiot over here.
Idiot, Jake. German chocolate.
Less than Lincoln.
It's not Swedish chocolate cake.
No, you're right.
No. I think German chocolate cake.
Switzerland is more the chocolate capital.
I agree,
yes, you're
with
right.
That.
German chocolate cake's a thing. Lesson Lincoln, age 73, is going to Iowa, closer to. I love the reason.
The regional.
It's just closer. I could drive there and back and no problem. Eric and Hickman, I'm going to BYU, age 57. Boston Sports, 21. Says
is that
I'm
new? Boston Sports?
He texts once in a while. He's age 65. On a brisk, as Bill would say, fitness walk in GI.
He's out in GI doing fitness right now. That's a brisk. Thank you. I love that healthy lifestyle that we promote.
We promote
healthy lifestyle.
Support all about it. He's going to Oregon, Iowa. Chet in Nebraska City, age 33, Oregon, Iowa. Paul in Spearville, Kansas, Oregon, Iowa, age 27. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sean in Omaha, 56, he's going to Oregon, Iowa. Jane in Wahoo, age 59, Oregon, Iowa. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 49, going to Oregon, Iowa. I would say right now it's about 68%.
I think so. 68, yeah.
Oregon, Iowa on this one, the text line. Joel in Wisconsin says, I'm going to Texas because of the barbecue.
Okay. He's selected it over food. That's okay.
That's fine. Hey,
that's you're going, so I'm okay with that.
It's the experience. Not just the game. It's the whole experience.
Tell you what, getting to, I think I'm going BYU, Texas, just because I haven't been to Lubbock since I had to go down and scout a game there back in the 90s. So that's for the reason I like to see it.
It never happened, yeah. So I could be swayed to choose that game.
Yeah. It's something. Lubbock's sweet.
Lou, age 80, in Orlando.
Lou in Orlando.
Oregon, Iowa.
Thank you.
He's our... If anyone out there is older than Lou, please, I challenge you to text him because Lou is
80.
Lou at 80 years old is always, I think, the oldest breaker we have.
Yeah. Well, my dad would be the oldest.
But he doesn't text.
But he doesn't text
enough. An active texting breaker.
Yeah, dad doesn't watch till the show's almost over. Basically, he turns it on YouTube.
He's with us, though.
Yeah, he's with us. He's 90.
Vince in Napa.
Vince, thank you.
Bloody Knuckles, age 53, says BYU, Texas Tech, you'd be going to.
Thank you, Vince.
Travis in Ankeny, age 46. He's probably going to Iowa because he lives in Ankeny.
Ankeny.
He is. Tim in Dallas.
Is there anyone actually going to the Iowa-Oregon game also?
Doesn't appear so. Yeah. Tim in Dallas, you think, hey, I'm going to Texas Tech. Nope, he's going to Oregon, Iowa if he could. With the Bush Light. Railroader Matt, 41 years old, on the road, Oregon, Iowa. Sandmaster in KC, he is... says, happy Kansas Pheasant Opener Eve.
Nice.
Tech and BYU is his answer there.
They're 2 weeks behind us in Kansas.
Yeah, tomorrow is opening day for hunting for pheasants in Kansas. Jesse in Milford.
Give us a quail count. How many quail will you see?
Jesse has a response to your earlier question about the corn.
Yeah.
He says, we still have corn in our fields due to damaged grain bins from the storms. We're waiting on a company to come replace and repair ours.
See, and you
wonder. That's why we have answers.
And then you jumped on him right away about being lazy farmers. It's the first thing you said right away. Oh, what's going on out there? You guys still drinking coffee all day till noon? And all of a sudden, no, they went through pure hell. You know, trying to, and they lost.
Sorry,
they lost their bins in a tornado. And Jake's just calling them lazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that update, though.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
There's reasons for things going on. Yes.
Brett, Minnesota, Oregon, Iowa. Ryan in Vancouver, Washington, Canada.
Okay.
Oregon and Iowa says, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Pecan Pie says, oh, Jake would pick his favorite team. Heading to Tech, warmer weather.
He's correct on that.
Lane and Gretna says, Oregon, Iowa. Amy and Carney says, the Ducks against the Hawkeyes.
Amy.
Kurt in Northern Kentucky is driving to Maryland right now. But he'd say Oregon, Iowa.
Driving to Maryland, Northern Kentucky. Let me know if you can still smoke in establishments
it's
there.
Important
the last
that.
Time I was there, when the no smoking ban had been in for 20 years, Northern Kentucky could still smoke in a restaurant. I'd like to know the answer.
I hope that still exists.
I hope it does, too. We had breakfast.
We make a trip.
We had breakfast the next morning. The lady had a cigarette in her mouth as she took our order.
I just want to shake your hand and give you a hug. My God. Ben in Palmyra going to Texas. Screw Iowa, says Ben.
All right, Ben.
Lori and Kevin in Sioux Falls, our spreadsheet family, says...
nice.
We are going to Oregon, Iowa. We think Iowa wins in this scenario.
Well, I really do feel like that. That's a playoff entry game right there.
I think Iowa wins, too. I hope
I'm
wrong.
If Oregon loses, there's a chance that the Big Ten only gets two in.
Yeah.
It really is. Oregon's their best bet. So I'm telling you right now, Petiti wants one thing to happen. He wants Oregon to win. 100%. And I got such good friends on both staffs. I got just great friends on the Iowa staff. I got great friends the Oregon staff. I went out to Oregon, like I said, last year and spent time with them. I talked to those Iowa guys, you know, just not a ton, but you have good friends on the staff. So staff-wise, I'm 50-50 down the middle.
Several more here to read before we move on. Chris in St. Paul, Minnesota says, I'm going to both. That's not neither. He says, I'm going to both. That's okay, right?
I'll take that as acceptable.
Neither is not acceptable. Yes. But if you want to try to do I actually support. That's kind of cool.
Yes,
pull that off. Unless at the same time, it's not possible.
It's not possible. Yeah,
it's BYU. BYU's 11 a.m. Right? That's an early game.
Is that Fox? Check that.
I got it. Hang on. I'm pretty sure it's an early.
You know, for that reason alone, I would double back, and I'm going to Iowa, Oregon because it's 2:30.
BYU, Texas Tech, 11 a.m. on ABC, and the Iowa game is at 2:30 on CBS.
Because that game will end, the second half will be in darkness in Iowa, and that'll be cool.
Yes.
I've coached in that game numerous times when it came out at halftime. It's like, oh wow, sun's done.
It's a little different out here.
And I think they're going all black unis. I heard
Iowa is.
I saw it on social media. Don't know if that's true or not.
Possible.
But that would be that place. We'll talk about someplace looking like a black hole. That will look like it.
Vince in the Quad Cities of Iowa says, I'm going to BYU. And he's right by Iowa City. The Quad Cities is like an hour or less from Iowa City. He's still going to Texas Tech.
Okay.
Josh in Hastings says, good morning. That's our friend. That's Josh McGuire. He says, hello.
Josh.
Yeah.
And he says he's in Hastings?
Yeah.
Josh, why are you in Hastings? You put up Halo Lights?
He says Hastings.
We'll bring you into the show, Josh. We're going to have you come on the show to talk about Halo Lights.
Parker and Holder's at First Rate Ag. Iowa game. Boycotting ESPN programs for trying to extort YouTube TV.
Oh, man. Don't get me started. Oh. I don't know. I know. And there's been no progress made.
No. It's a standstill. McSafety chimes in. Age 75.
From Cozad.
BYU, Texas Tech. Awesome tailgating. Thanks for the donuts.
Would he not fit in down there?
Oh, my God.
With his shirt tucked into his cargo shorts. Can you see him? God, he was a thing of beauty here the other day. I'll tell you that.
Yesterday.
About
donuts.
For donuts, yeah.
Like safety. Kip says, roll call on a plane heading to Cancun right now.
Oh, wow. Way better.
Hey, life is good for
life
Kip.
Is good.
Kip's living a good life.
I wonder if Jennifer and hubby, if they're on their way back from Cabo.
I haven't seen them yet this morning. Chris in Sicily, Italy.
Whoa, Italy. Didn't know we had many listeners.
Germany,
Italy. En route to Cancun. Thank you, Breakers.
He says, I hate both Oregon and Iowa, but I hate Iowa more. Go Oregon.
Okay.
He'd go to that game.
Go to that game and be in a Ducks gear.
Yes.
Yes.
A couple more. Levi North Platte is right now in the deer stand. Didn't give me a game. He says, good morning from the deer stand.
That is nice. I wonder if he's in Nebraska. Hold on, because I think Nebraska opening season is next weekend, so he must be, unless he's bow hunting. Not that,
or North Platte.
Or maybe muzzleloader.
I don't know.
One of the two. Let us know what you're doing up there.
Last one. Back to Kurt from Northern Kentucky. He says, bars that are grandfathered still have smoking. Yeah, some exist, Bill.
Still exist.
Some, you got a chance
it's
out there.
It's a thing of beauty. Tell you what, when you walk in, when you haven't been in a bar with smoke, because Jake, you never were.
I don't recall.
When that all went down, whatever year it was like that, you would never have been in a bar or restaurant. You would have missed all that. But me and Steve grew up, that was common. When you came home from going out, your clothes were horrendous, smelling like smoke. So when you walk into a place all of a sudden and there's smoke again, it throws you. You're like, oh wow, here we go, 1994. Let's go.
Also on YouTube, we have Thomas in the Philippines. So that's quite a few countries besides the U.S., including the U.S., that have chimed in this morning. Thank you. That is the roll call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah!
Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln, just south of 48th and Holdridge. I went and saw Sarah yesterday.
Time out.
I did. Yeah, I went.
You went to EJ's Lounge?
I did. And get this. You're going to love
it. Did you dine?
I did not. I was talking to Sarah about some marketing stuff, and she's in a great mood as always.
Oh.
You'll love this, Bill. Yesterday was November 6th. They already had 8 Christmas trees up in there.
Thank you.
And lights already up. And still had some Halloween stuff up, too.
Oh, that's incredible.
I walked in.
Sarah, I'm telling you what, from the first time that I met her, when I spoke at that event, and she was there with kind of the Chamber of Commerce, I was like, this is a spirit animal. I mean, right
she's
away.
She's still happy.
Still happy like that. Just come back. I mean, think about this. She was the number one marketing agent in New York City.
She did very well for
number
herself.
Number one marketing agent in New York City. And she said, you know what? I'm going to the lifestyle that I want to have. I'm going back to run Mads.
Back to Lincoln.
Yes. Thank you.
She was in a great mood. And she said, Jake, this is just a start. We're going to have like 40 Christmas trees in here. This is just the early phase of that.
Early phase. Thank you.
It looked like a happy place, Bill. You would love it. Madsen's Bowling Billiards just south of 48th and Holdridge in Lincoln. Matt Rhule spoke yesterday. By the way, I was trying to get the official spread right now, Bill, in terms of what
is it still 2.5?
As of yesterday morning, it was 2.5. I'm going to get this confirmed right now.
2 and a hook. UCLA, right?
UCLA. Right now, it is UCLA back down to 1 and a hook.
Okay.
1.5.
Basically
UCLA.
A pick'em game.
Pick'em game.
Yes.
Nebraska, of course, has TJ Lateef out there. Now, TJ Lateef did play in the second half, of course, for Riola on Saturday, and had 3 fumbles, didn't lose one, but lost the ball 3 different times.
Okay, now explain. I know there was a dropped snap. What were the other two? I don't remember.
Going
that.
Out of bounds, he had some,
oh,
two
that's right.
fumbles.
Ball got
I think
punched
twice.
Out. Yep, that's right.
So Matt Rhule yesterday on teaching TJ Lateef ball security from yesterday, Matt Rhule.
Yeah, you know, those guys are already trained on those things. I really struggle with like adding things like in week 10. You know what I mean? So. The biggest thing that showed up last game was the ball was punched out of his hands twice as he was running to the sidelines. You know, he had the ball on the inside arm in the right hand. and it was punched out. And so, you know, you can't over rep that or else you'll have a sore arm all week, you know. But, you know, getting him to understand that, like, hey, you know, there'll be times in this game where you're going to run probably. And ball security is paramount. Kind of going back to your question, like, hey, what do you – but what I don't want to do is start putting things in his head. You know, just do what you're trained to do. I mean, that's so much what good teams do and good players do is they just trust themselves. They have the poise to believe in themselves and not try to be more than they are, not try to do too much, not try to do too little. TJ's a really, 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 really excellent player. I just wanted to go be himself. But that being said, we teach our guys when to slide, when to dive head first, you know, how to protect themselves going out of bounds. He just has to apply that training.
If you are UCLA, Bill, I mean, you're trying to do whatever you can to rattle him early, and that'd be punching the ball out if you can.
Yeah, what would be a tough start would be a turnover on a quarterback. That's always going to weigh heavy on him. To do that, also defense, like Coach Rule said, it's insane. So at LSU, I was the turnover coach, so I'd have to tell him what drill we were doing for the day, and then we would keep track in the drills of who got balls out. That score then was posted the next day of what after the 2 days, the scores were posted on who got out. Then they had a running total for the year,
okay.
And there was a giant prize at the end of the year for who got them out in the drills. So when you went to the drill, it was like it was on, and it was and each coach, we all had a line, and it was competition on what line also between the coaches on who got out. Greg McMahon, who's one of the greatest coaches of all time, is a special teams coordinator for the Saints, and they won a Super Bowl. Special teams coordinator when he won LSU with myself, and I'd help Greg with some things special teams-wise, but Greg was the coordinator, but he had the line that'd be right next to mine in the drill, and Greg McMahon coached the turnover drill as if it was his life depended on it. Like, this was what's going to win the national championship. And he was a special teams coordinator, and he was coaching that drill like his life depended on it. And that's how the whole staff coached it, and that's how defensive staffs do it. So it is talked about all the time about turnover, 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 and how you do it. And I'd have to get up in front of the team and, like, that day present what it was, and there was energy towards it. And if you got up, it was like, there's a big deal. Coach O would yell out that. He'd be like, Billy, what do we got today? And I have to get up and say it. And then Greg McMahon would look at me, sat right next to me in meetings. He'd look at me like, all right, let's go. And so that's how everyone ran their line. So that's how intense it is as you look through what our defense is doing to try to get the ball out for someone.
I'm curious, Bill, in terms of, like, for a young quarterback taking over a team, like opening series, let's say Nebraska gets the ball to start off the game and he goes three and out or there's a turnover. How much does that rattle a player, you know, off the bat in terms of versus bouncing back from that?
Three and out doesn't rattle you too much. It really doesn't.
Okay.
But a turnover would. If it's based off of you, especially, so let's just say it was a tip ball interception. He throws the ball, gets tipped to the line of scrimmage, or it goes off a receiver's hands and they intercept it. That you're like, that really wasn't on me as much. That can happen. It's not good, but it still happened. If you fumble it, and again, so you're running the ball, it's a zone read keep, and I've got 7 yards, and all of a sudden the ball gets punched out. The thing you have to look for on punch outs, because we did a study at LSU, and it's like it's almost at 90%, that 88% we think we came up with was the number like that, the initial punch on a ball, the initial first contact, because it's a surprise contact.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's going to kind of try to claw it out, you feel that coming. But if you watch all those, like that one, that I remember the one that for sure going out of bounds that I saw, and that first punch, boom, yep, punch.
Right away.
It's just when does that initial contact come on the ball? And so I'm sure that and what Coach Rule said, you just can't go just whack at your quarterback every time he has the ball, and you're just beating the crap out of him during practice. But, man, you got to be able to have a plan for it.
So, Coach Rule, what do you look for when a freshman quarterback does start a football game from yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I played a freshman quarterback at Temple my first year. I played a freshman quarterback at Baylor. I played a freshman quarterback here last year. I just think part of it is as a coaching staff, you know, doing the things that they're most comfortable with. You know, maybe not the best play for this coverage, but the best play for that person. I think TJ's unbelievably adept in this offense. Thankfully, you know, he was here this spring. He has a really good feel for it. We've given him reps all year long. He's played in a couple games. You can go out there and say, hey, you know, don't turn the ball over, don't do this, don't do that. And then he'll play a game of don'ts. We're gonna go play. And to me, this is an amazing opportunity for our team to just let it rip and go play. And so I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Game of don'ts. Don't want that.
100%. The last thing you want to talk to your team, your whole message throughout the week, and because the one part that people always have to remember, whatever a coach wants to say or do something, right before they leave to come on the field, that's going to be, man, they're going to give them a talk. It's going to be insane. That means nothing. It's what was the message all week, what we had to get done all week. And if the message all week was like that, don't turn it over, don't do that, don't do this. Like, no, you just have to, you have constant reminders, but this is all, and this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. And they're trained. This isn't like TJ Lateef is hearing for the first time how important ball security is. He's heard that from being coached in high school to elite level. I mean, there's never a time where it's just like, yeah, we don't talk about ball security. That's just not a big deal. He's heard this forever. So, but you want to be spinning things positive and painting that picture of how you're just going to go out and play. Because if it's just like, don't do this, don't do that, man, if you become mechanical, especially at that spot, because that's a reaction position.
In terms of actually getting out to L.A., Sip's having issues with that. The flight got pushed away from
Steve, Lincoln. Please chime in. Let us know anything if you've gotten through TSA yet.
Matt Rhule has asked, is it affecting your guys' travel? Matt Rhule yesterday.
No, Susan and them are going to get on a call here in a little bit because they called us today and said, hey, it probably will be or could potentially be affected. So if we, I just told our guys, hey, what's next, man? Like if we got to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow as opposed to leaving later in the day, then so be it. If we got to wake up on Saturday and fly there and land and drive over and play. Like, at the end of the day, the game, no one wants to hear about your troubles. And it's football. So we're going to show up and play football to the best of our abilities. But I do think, yes, things are pretty imminent. I just don't think we know exactly what that is. And that's, I'm glad I'm not dealing with it. Thankful for Susan, Haven, and Wish, and Thomas, and all those guys, because she'll get on the call and she'll figure out the best thing for us, and we'll just go do it.
Think about that, Bill, is that every, half the teams in the football are flying this weekend to games. It's not, everyone can have issues getting to football games, right?
Like I said, I can't comment for sure. Right. I'm sure they had phone calls that concerning, but I don't see how it should be that big of a deal except for maybe the landing of it or how it planes, because these are all charters.
Right.
So you're not going through security. This is not this isn't, flight, whatever into Burbank. It's like everything's a charter. And so I don't see that probably affecting many teams. I doubt it affects Nebraska. But there's also things out there in flight school that I don't know. But for the most, I'd be shocked to think that most teams don't arrive very smoothly with their rights because everything's all chartered.
Yeah, and we'll have an update whenever they get out there. I don't, as of right now, I don't know when they plan to get to L.A., but
you gain a couple hours. The trend... now is always to do everything at your place. It's do everything at your place. So when you get on the plane, it's not haze in the barn because the haze never in the barn. You can learn something on the plane. It's like, hang on a second. We're always talking, and you're always talking the game, what your thought process is. You're not adding in new plays. You're not putting in a brand new blitz in on the tarmac or something. But with that, so like I said, it shouldn't be I don't see it being a big effect.
So there you go. Nebraska tomorrow, 8 p.m. kickoff at UCLA. 1.5-point underdogs as of right now. And TJ Lateef, your quarterback.
Me.
Your quarterback is.
I know there's a quarterback spot, but just it really surprised me. I mean, UCLA is a 3-5 team. And I know there's a coaching change, but that same team still gave up 300 yards rushing to New Mexico. It's the same players.
Yep.
And they were pretty motivated. That was early in the season. That wasn't like, hey, we're cashed in. It's game 8, or that we're cashed in. There were, someone like a Penn State cashed in against Northwestern or something. And I don't see that, but that's the same player. So I'm a little shocked at that. I would have Nebraska as definite favorites.
We will be talking at 8 o'clock with Nick Koop. He's a Fox Sports broadcaster, covers UCLA. We'll get more intel from him at 8 o'clock. Before we get to break, though, Bill, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, where would you send the Breakers today?
The Bird.
Early Bird is open at 19th and K.
Make the drive.
Free and spacious parking. They have everything from breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos,
pancakes.
Waffles, pancakes, French toast.
Heated syrup.
Chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Thank you.
And do not forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
That's for Sip.
I added one for Rudy.
And yeah, thank you. Early Bird is open right now. Till 2 p.m.
The Bird.
19th and K. When we come back, we'll do our own version of Aging Gracefully next, an early break on the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.